From the Columbus Dispatch Education Team, this is The Learning Pod, a Gannett-powered podcast on everything education featuring Sheridan Hendricks, Alyssa Widman-Neese, and Megan Henry.
What would you do if you won $1 million or had a guaranteed full ride to college, including room and board and books? That will soon be a reality for 5 lucky adults and 5 lucky teens in Ohio. I'm Alyssa Widman-Neese, and I cover K-12 education for the Columbus Dispatch. With me are Sheridan Hendricks, who covers higher education, and Megan Henry, who also covers K-12 education. Last week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine caught the attention of people throughout the state and across the country, both good and bad, after announcing Vax-a-Million, a lottery exclusively for Ohioans who have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. Hundreds of thousands of Ohioans have already signed up at ohiovaxamillion.com or by calling 833-4-ASK-ODH. The first Vax-a-Million winners will be announced at 7:30 p.m. on May 26th. So Sheridan and Megan, I have to ask, have you both signed up for your chance to win $1 million already?
Yes, I signed up first thing Monday morning for the Vax-a-Million.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that beautiful new website pop up, I was like, I have to jump on this.
Yeah, I did too. And I think I did it before they even had like all of the terms and conditions and all the information on there. Now I realize apparently if you signed up, you're agreeing to be like announced publicly. So if I win, it won't be a secret to you guys. And I'll remember you all when I get my $1 million prize. So I know we've all probably thought about it once we heard the news, but I'm wondering, what would both of you do with $1 million or whatever the prize ends up being after you pay the taxes on it?
I feel like in my mind, I have had two categories. One, very practically what I would do with $1 million, and the other, like my pipe dream, what I would do with $1 million. Practically, I would probably pay off my husband's truck and put some in savings and start looking to buy a house instead of renting our apartment. But like pipe dream, I'm buying new cameras. I'm going to go buy some new clothes, maybe get my hair done again, probably still try and buy a house, but you know, just kind of spend it up a little bit, have some fun.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That sounds like a lot of good suggestions. Although with the Columbus housing market, you might run out of money pretty quickly if you're looking around here.
Yeah, for real.
What about you, Megan?
So mine's similar to Sheridan. I have like practical categories and then I have like my big dreams, like wish I could do with this money. So first things first, I would pay off all my student loans. I would finish paying off my little Honda Civic, put a bunch in savings, probably look into like buying a house. And then if I had anything left over, I'd probably get some more tattoos, maybe go on vacation and have all my friends like you guys come along with us. But yeah, probably buy some Ohio State season tickets for football games.
Maybe invest in Dogecoin if that's still a thing by the time I win.
I need you all to explain it to me first and then maybe I'd give it a go.
That could be another podcast.
Yeah. How to invest. Yeah, I agree with one of your first practical things, Megan. The first thing I thought of, ironically, even though I'm not eligible for the college prize due to my age, was I'd want to pay off my student loans too. Luckily, I'd have more left over to do some things with it. But yeah, practical stuff, buy myself a car. I've got a bit of a clunker right now. You know, maybe make a dent in the mortgage. But fun stuff, I would love to get like a really giant aquarium, like built into a bed. I've always wanted something like that. I have an aquarium, but it's not nearly that cool. I'd want to get some more concert tickets. Concerts are finally starting to become a thing, but I wasn't able to snag any tickets to see Machine Gun Kelly this year, and the prices are getting a little crazy, so I wouldn't feel so guilty about that. But yeah, I'd like to just, you know, not have to worry about bills. That would be pretty awesome. So I think a lot of people are having these, you know, daydreams about what they might be able to do with it. Luckily, we're all eligible. I know we all got our COVID shots pretty early. So we'll have to stay tuned for the big day on May 26th. And they'll be announcing a winner I believe it's every Wednesday for 5 weeks. So it'll be pretty exciting to see as the news comes out of who's going to win those.
If I win, I will always get the extra guac on my Chipotle burrito bowl.
Yes. I won't have to shop at the clearance rack anymore when I go to a store. I'll just buy the first thing I see and not look at the price tag anymore. It'll be, you know, pretty exciting stuff.
I asked my husband, did you sign up for Vax-a-Million? Did you register? Because we're both vaccinated. And he was like, you know that we're not going to win. I'm like, just dream with me. Just come on. Let's both put our names in. Why not?
Right. I mean, somebody's got to win, right?
Exactly. You can't win if you're not in.
Yeah, it's better chances than a normal lottery, too, because you do have to opt in. And I don't think there's nearly as large of a pool of people as, you know, if you're playing the Powerball or something like that. So as I mentioned, you know, I'm still someone who's paying off their college degree, and I will be for a little while yet. I'm making payments for 8 years, but still trucking along. And, you know, anybody who knows me knows I'm not really shy about discussing, you know, the concerns I have about so many 18-year-olds putting themselves in just an insurmountable amount of debt at such a young age. So one thing that like really intrigued me about this Vax-a-Million campaign was the college scholarships that are being offered to teens who get their shots. And I really think, you know, they're going to be life-changing for those future college students. The money will go into a 529 plan, and the students will gain access to it when they're accepted into any state college or community college or trade school. So I got to thinking about back when I was at Bowling Green State University, and I'm wondering, you know, for both of you, what was like one of your biggest expenses for college, besides the obvious things like tuition and room and board? You know, what's something that this Vax-a-Million would maybe help free up some money for? Like, what was the first time where you thought, wow, college is really expensive, but should it be like this expensive? So I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that.
That's a really good question. I think this might be kind of obvious, but I think just like at Ohio University, just paying for a meal plan and just like seeing that in the tuition payment, just seeing how expensive the meal plan was. And then too, like, you know, you don't always want to eat the meal plan. And so just like the idea of like, I don't know, just going out and actually buying groceries or buying food for the first time on my own was like, wow, this is expensive.
Yeah. I mean, the meal plan, at least back when I was in school, which wasn't that long ago, they made you take out a certain amount of money for it. And it was always more than what I actually ate, because I did want to go experience, you know, the restaurants in the city. And, you know, sometimes you just like really need Chinese takeout and stuff like that. And at the end of the semester, your meal dollars didn't roll over like they did back in the day. So kids would go to the on-campus grocery store where they could use the meal plan, and they'd buy like hundreds of dollars worth of like chips and cases of Gatorade and stuff that they could take home that wasn't perishable, just so they didn't waste that money. And it was just so shocking to me the first time I saw that as a freshman. It just seemed really wasteful, and it wasn't really like preparing you for what real world grocery shopping is going to be like. It kind of blew my mind.
Yes, it was similar at Ohio University, where the meals kind of rolled over into money you could use at the little dining hall markets. And I bought so much candy. Anyone who knows me knows I have a huge sweet tooth. And so I bought so much candy that looking back on, I wish I had bought like practical things.
Yeah, lots of soup, like little Campbell's microwavable soup bowls. I went through a lot of that. I would have liked to have the Vax-a-Million pay for that.
Yes, I would have liked the Vax-a-Million to pay for all my Airheads and Skittles.
Yeah, when I was at Ohio State, I think my experience was a little bit different because I was a commuter student. So I never lived in a dorm. I never had like a formal meal plan. But one of the biggest expenses that, looking back, I was like, man, Vax-a-Million would have been really helpful, was all the technology. I had a pretty big like clunker of a laptop that got me through high school just fine, but knowing that I was going to have to carry my laptop in my backpack to all of my classes, which was something that I did not do in high school. Everything was pen and paper when I was in high school. So, you know, like thinking, oh man, I really need a smaller laptop. And then, so that's a cost. And then, you know, you have to buy all of the accessories that go with it. You got to buy a case and chargers and, you know, just everything that goes with it. So that was a huge expense. But your question, that was like, when you realized, wow, this is really expensive, like, should it be this expensive? I was thinking back and I had a couple of scholarships that were contingent on my GPA when I was at Ohio State. And my freshman year, like, I think I was a little surprised by just how difficult some of the classes I was taking were. So you had up to like a certain number of semesters to maintain your GPA. And I remember my mom being like, Sheridan, you need to like get your GPA up to keep this scholarship. Cause thankfully I had a lot of help from my parents with paying for school, but I think it like hit me then like, oh man, like this doesn't just affect me. This affects my whole family. If I don't do well in school, like this is causing my parents to like have to chip in more to help me pay for this. And it was like very sobering to be like, I gotta get it together.
Yeah. It's so much pressure. And especially like in my case, you know, I took out loans, but my parents were co-signed on them. So if I didn't finish school and find a way to pay for it, they were going to have to pay for it. Like it, I guess just with this Maximilian, with the five kids who are going to get this, it'll just alleviate so much stress. I wish almost there was a way to give it to even more students, because it'll just make such a difference just in their sanity, quite frankly. I think one thing that really hit me, I still remember this freshman computer science class that I took, and it was really silly. It was like, I had to take it, but you basically were learning how to do Microsoft Word and things that like, you know, people our age kind of just grew up on. And you had to buy the book, which was like $500. And you had to buy it because there was some code inside of it that you needed in order to access the activities for the class. I literally just had to rip the code out of the back, type it in, and I never touched the book again. And it cost me $500. And I just felt really angry about that because it just seemed like a complete waste of time. I mean, I recognize, you know, I'm very grateful that I was able to go to school. I know a lot of people probably want to and can't, but I just feel like maybe there's a better way we could be doing some of the things in terms of the costs. Like when you have to do a vaccine lottery to make it attainable for some people, it's, I don't know, it just seems a little crazy sometimes.
No, I think you're absolutely right. There was, I mean, it's tangential, but I was, I'm on my high school's alumni board and they have a student representative for it. And a couple weeks ago, we were at a meeting and a bunch of people were talking about, oh man, I remember when I was in high school and we had to carry around all these books in my backpack and it was so heavy. And they asked our high school representative, like, do you guys still have to do that? And she was like, I mean, I'm not carrying them around in my backpack necessarily, but they sit in my locker and I still have to pay for them because of these online codes, or I have to have them because we use it for one unit in one class. And, you know, in high school, it's a little bit different, but I think the same goes for when you're in college too. You might buy a book that you only need for one unit or for one section of this entire class. And you would think that given the world that we're living in, there might be some better options now.
Yeah, it was funny when you mentioned having a laptop for high school. I'm not that much older than you, just a few years, but I didn't even have a laptop in high school. Everything was pen and paper. And I remember saving up all the money I got at my high school graduation party to buy my first laptop. And it was like this magical moment. And the thing was, I mean, it was probably like as thick as a Bible now, I swear. Like it was so huge. I was so happy about it. But yeah, it's a lot. I mean, because yeah, even though it's not a book, it's still an expense.
Absolutely.
So some other states are offering incentives for COVID vaccines as well, but honestly, they're pretty small potatoes compared to what Ohio is doing. I read some articles recently that said West Virginia is offering a $100 savings bond. New Jersey started a program called a shot and a beer for residents 21 and up, where you get a free beer when you get your vaccine. I definitely give them some bonus points for creativity. That one's pretty fun. Maine is offering free fishing and hunting licenses, but I haven't really seen anything about, obviously, gifts of this magnitude or specifically a scholarship to further your education. So I think that's pretty cool. Apparently, it is working. So the Ohio Department of Health said Wednesday that since the Vax-a-Million announcement, vaccination rates across the state increased by 53% from the previous week. But the proposal, you know, it hasn't been without controversy. Some people are really questioning the ethics of having people do this incentivized by money. Some people are going as far as to call it bribery, but it doesn't seem like there's anything illegal about what's going on or anything that's going to prevent it from going forward. And it is funded with federal coronavirus relief dollars. So as people hear about this and are reacting to it, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on it, Sheridan and Megan. Are you surprised by the reactions and how much this is motivating people to actually go get vaccinated for COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely surprised when I saw the push alert last week that said Ohio announcing a vaccine lottery. I remember clicking on it and reading it and like questioning out loud, like, is this real? Like, Ohio's doing a lottery to get people to get vaccinated. So initially, you know, my thought probably selfishly goes to like, oh my gosh, I'm vaccinated. I could win $1 million. This is amazing. I hope that this is like convinces my friends that haven't gotten vaccinated yet or my, you know, skeptical or hesitant loved ones that like, you know, you could win $1 million if you do this. But, you know, just as quickly as I had those thoughts, a lot of other questions came up. Initially, when this was announced, the state had said that they were going to select people based on like ODH records and voter registration. So one of my initial thoughts was, well, if we're using voter registration, that means anyone who's ever committed a felony can't register for Vax-a-Million. So, you know, there goes a large population of folks who could probably benefit from $1 million just as much as anyone. But, you know, now that there's opportunities for, you know, people to actually register for it, I think there's been maybe some of those concerns have been eased a little bit for folks. But, you know, as far as like whether this is bribery or whether this is unethical, personally, I don't have a problem with it. I think that if you're going to use something to help people get vaccinated, I'm very much of the opinion that like it's for the greater good. You know, you choosing to get vaccinated doesn't just help you, but it also helps those around you. And that's going to help everyone in our community get back to whatever this new normal is going to look like. You know, is it a little surprising to see that we're giving away $1 million to five people when, you know, maybe $5 million could be used in Ohio in a number of other ways? Or, hey, maybe we could give like $10,000 to a bunch of other people and, you know, spread the wealth a little bit more. I've had a lot of thoughts about that. But overall, I think the five people who end up winning this $1 million and the five lucky students that are going to get free rides to colleges are going to be really grateful that they took the step to get vaccinated.
I agree with Sheridan. I definitely was shocked to see the push alert and see the initial stories that came out. I didn't really think this was even real or I didn't understand how it could possibly happen. But it's certainly been a conversation starter for people. People are definitely talking about this and it's getting people to talk about vaccines. Now, I've seen on some late night talk shows, some of the hosts kind of poking fun at Ohio, and I've seen some TikToks also kind of making fun of Ohio or just kind of DeWine doing this Willy Wonka esque $1 million giveaway. But I mean, it's getting people talking about vaccines, and it was encouraging to see like Alyssa was saying, that the number of vaccines have increased since this announcement was initially made. So I think that this incentive to get people vaccinated is a good idea. Again, no one is being forced to get vaccinated. And so this is the incentive that people need to get vaccinated. I don't really see an issue with it.
Yeah, I kind of jokingly put out there on Twitter when I saw that there was this huge increase in people who had registered and an even larger number of people who had gotten vaccinated. I kind of jokingly put out there on Twitter like, oh man, this is really killing my shots of winning the shottery. And my beloved high school chemistry teacher messaged me back and was like, yeah, but it also greatly decreases your chances of getting COVID. So, you know, whatever pithy comments I made, it's totally true. And I would much rather have a lesser chance of getting COVID or infecting someone that I love than, you know, potentially winning $1 million, as awesome as that would be. I'd rather us all get back to some sense of normal.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of focus on the 10 people who are going to win, but really the thinking behind it is we're all going to win because we're going to get back to some more normalcy. The faster we get more people vaccinated for COVID-19, as much as I love to win $1 million, I recognize that my odds of winning the million are a lot less than my odds of getting COVID before being vaccinated. So I'm very grateful that people are stepping up. And if this is the motivation they needed, you know, I'm not going to judge them for that because it benefits everybody in the end. I think while it may have been more beneficial to spread the wealth a little bit, that $1 million prize is certainly enough to grab attention all across the country and maybe around the world. It is pretty bizarre. So whether you love it or hate it, I think you do have to give the governor a little credit for at least getting people talking about it and talking about vaccines in Ohio and allowing us to record a fun podcast like this about it.
May the odds be ever in your favor, Alyssa.
Thanks. I'll invite you all over to see my giant fish tank when I get it.
I can't wait to see the new aquarium bed.
To learn more about Vax-a-Million and whoever the lucky winners will be, you can follow our coverage on dispatch.com. If you'd like to support more local journalism like this, please consider subscribing to the Columbus Dispatch. Visit dispatch.com/subscribe now to learn more. Thanks for listening.